This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I do not have time for drama, but I do have time to be a bitch.
Barbara Gray, sassy out of the gate. Hey, I'm Brandy Posey, and just let me go to one more fucking concert before we start with aliens, okay? Thank you.
I'm Tess Barker, and I love to wake up early and get a head start on being exhausted.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Oh my god, welcome to the show, you guys. Whatever you think the opening says, It's whatever you want it to be.
Yes.
We have the Mona Lisa of theme songs. Mm-hmm. Anna and Courtney and your friend Tess and your corporate Tess.
And a slut name Tess.
And a slut name Tess. Those are so all some options we've gotten. Mm-hmm. If you have a thought on what you thought the theme song used to be, call us. Yes. Leave us a voicemail.
I'll throw this out there. If you're a musician and you listen to the show and you want to do a cover of the theme song in the version of whatever the hell you think we're saying, we would love to hear it.
That's fun. I would love this. Yeah. I would love this. All universes, alternate universe opening theme songs.
Honestly, if anybody wants to make a theme song for Anna and Courtney's new podcast, I would also like to hear it too. That I would like to
please.
Know as well.
Oh my god, let's bring in our guest. We're so excited.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Her podcast is called Never Thought I'd Say This, where she talks to special guests about issues that all parents face and giving unfiltered advice. And she's also Stephanie Tanner on Full House and recently Fuller House on Netflix. It's Jody Sweeten.
Hey! Hi ladies.
Yes.
Two ladies. Hello. All of the ladies.
You're our fourth lady today. We did, yeah. Someone mistook our theme song and thought that we said that there was two women on the show named Anna and Courtney who we never addressed again. So now we have
Anna and Courtney.
We have two ghost hosts that apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and of course there's Tess. So she thought they were saying Anna, Courtney, Tess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we kicked them off the show, but then we didn't recut the theme song. And that mm-hmm. just tells you who our listeners think
we
are.
I mean, look, I've heard what happened to Anna and Courtney. It's not pretty. But
it's not
well, let's not bring that up. It's a
sore subject. Yeah. It's a sore subject.
Jody, you signed the release. You signed the release that you weren't going to talk about Anna and Courtney on the podcast.
Jeez. Fucked up. God damn it. That's, I can't keep a secret. Oh.
Hey.
You fit in well here.
That's why we invited you, Jody.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God. I
have
loud
a question.
And inappropriate elsewhere.
Right? I'm curious. Brandy, you guys, what's going on with aliens? Are they coming back? I'm not aware.
Oh my God. What's up? The fucking aliens.
Oh, yo, 60 Minutes had this whole special last night with a bunch of retired
aliens?
No. Yes, a bunch of retired aliens. Yeah, no,
they
a bunch of
they live in Boca now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
A couple of different retired military people that were like, it's not a question of whether or not they exist. They absolutely exist. We have proof of them. But it's what they want, and they do have craft that can fly 13,000 miles per hour and all sorts of this crazy stuff. It's a 60-minute segment. This shows you how messed up the world is, though, because we're all just like, we don't have time to deal with this.
This all came out actually last year, right?
Yeah, I know that too.
Yeah,
it's just been
that's
slowly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all of this was like, there was video, the Pentagon confirmed it, all this stuff. I said the same thing. It was like in the middle of last summer. I was like, wow, what a fucking statement on where we are as a country that, like, the Pentagon has basically said, like, yeah, so ET's kind of a real thing. And everyone's like, yeah. Anyway, you know. Yeah.
Like, we can't process aliens right now. Like, try again later. We just don't.
I would love to process aliens right now because.
What a joy. What a treat.
What a treat. And please. Fucking take me. At this point, I think people are volunteering.
I definitely think every woman on planet Earth should have first option to go with the aliens. We should get to leave first.
Are you guys like a take me, or are you just like a I give in? Because I'm like an I give in. Like, I've lived a good life. If you need to get rid of me, that's fine.
Oh, no, Barbara.
I feel like that's okay. Dark.
Suicide by alien, Barbara Gray. Like, yeah, Jesus.
You know what? How do you want to die? By an alien? What?
Not want the adventure.
I
want to die.
I just don't know how much I'm going to fight for what is going on. That's all.
What's the percentage of anal probing is my question. Like, how much time is spent on that? Yeah. And how much time is like, hey, let's shoot the shit and find out and, like, you know, telecommunicate or whatever.
I actually will be more inclined depending on the anal probing. So I just need to find out.
Like, you know, it depends on how long it's been, right? I mean, sometimes you're like, fuck it. What else am I doing?
Yeah, maybe it's quarantine. The alien's birthday, you know?
Yeah. Well, also, what is alien lube like? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, they have these amazing crafts.
That's
like,
true.
What's
it could
happening?
Be very different.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
And then they do have very long, spindly fingers, I'm just saying.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We don't really understand the genitalia, but the fingers are
balanced for, you know, our situation. Yeah. That could be a whole thing. Yeah. So.
Well, and it's like.
I hate missing out on stuff too. I just have such bad FOMO all the time, so I don't want my friends to see the aliens before me. You know?
Yeah.
I also I want to do something that Elon Musk hasn't been able to yet. So I would like them to take me first.
You think he hasn't? Because I think he's been conversing with them for a while.
Same. I mean, he likes to think that he is, but I don't think that they're fucking
know
with him.
What Elon Musk is doing?
He's not that interesting.
Maybe the child's an alien because they named it that weird.
Oh yeah, that like
thing.
Yeah.
So maybe they were like, we're going to name him this because he's an alien and this is his real name, but we're not going to tell anybody. Like, maybe
I could also have seen him meeting someone in a chat room and they've been catfishing him as an alien this whole time. And he thinks he's talking
for sure.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
I like the idea of, Barbara, you think that, like, Elon Musk is in chat rooms. He's got time.
Of course he is. Are you kidding?
I guarantee you he is.
He totally is.
As someone who is in chat rooms. Yeah, he's in chat rooms. Come on.
Yeah.
There's no question.
The old Lone Wolf Tavern with Elon Musk.
That's like, Elon Musk really strikes me as a man who is very into Reddit.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, all his crypto homies are all over there doing their thing.
Yeah, and he's kind of, he's just, We had hope for Elon. We did. We were like, oh, maybe you're going to not be a douchebag.
Took a turn.
Damn.
Jody, I have a question actually about chat rooms. Because you were a famous child star, were you ever able to like anonymously just like experience the chat room weird internet of like our youth? Or were you like not online?
I was not online. I was not a chat room sort of person.
Probably for the best.
I'm trying to think. No, didn't do that. I mean, I you know, definitely spent years of my life downloading things from Napster and LimeWire, but not much chat rooming.
The glory days.
Yeah, I guess you're like interacting with humans in real life and probably finding connections that way, not in the way that the rest of us were.
Wow, Babs, are you having a day? Are you okay? I feel like it's just a lot of self-hatred coming through. Oh, do we need to talk about this? Do we need to address it?
None of this is hatred. I fully accept that I was a chat room kid and that I also am like fine to give up if the aliens come. I'm not sad about it.
Fucking own it then. Great. I applaud you.
Barbara just knows her place in the apocalypse, I think, is what it is.
I think it's more that's what I, when I think like, shit getting really bad, I think like, how much am I going to fight here? You know?
I feel like the rest of us should get to that point, really. I watch those apocalypse movies and I'm like, why are you guys trying so hard? Like, what's why?
I'm sure my adrenaline would kick in and I would, you know, but
yeah, I guess it's that desire to, you know,
survive
and survive.
Live
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like my depression would just be like, no, Nah, yeah. Fuck that.
Probably depends on how long it's been since I remembered to take my medication, and then we'll see.
Well, how are you going to fill it in the apocalypse, really? So that's the thing. Like, where is my depression at? And am I, like, do I still have a supply of my, you know, antidepressant?
Or exactly.
Have I completely gone off the rails and I'm just, like, laying down in the middle of the road at this point?
See, I think I've become the Immortan Joe of Wellbutrin in the apocalypse. I think that's what happens. I hoard it to myself and I exchange it. I just, that's what I get. That's how I get my food and money. Yeah.
Oh, smart. I'm going to hit you up first, for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, see?
To that point, yes. Uh-huh. I think I would only survive as long as I could have access to caffeine. I think with caffeine, I have a lot of potential. I think once the Starbucks are closed, I can't help anyone. I'm sorry.
Right. So, well, I imagine you have some kind of go bag, or at least Sean does, right?
Yeah.
So how much caffeine is in this?
So matter of fact.
I would just make sure you've got a 30-day supply in there.
You know what? Thank you, Babs, for pointing that out, because I don't have caffeine in our go bag, and I'm going to make sure that we do.
Go.
Thank you very
you
much.
Can get like the little, like their little packets you just add to the water and stir.
Mm-hmm.
Good yeah, it's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be...
post-apocalyptic nightmare. So
exactly
on the go from the world
on the
ending
go
or just
from
in general.
Mad Max.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, in my head, I think I'm like, yeah, I would fucking charge that apocalypse. I love adrenaline. I love like being outside and doing crazy shit. But I'm like the most non-confrontational person. Like, I've never been in a physical fight. I don't think I know. I literally don't think I know how to punch. Like every time I try to like. Fake punch. Like, I just don't know.
Oh, it's from your hip. It's from your hip.
Yeah. And also, you don't want to go down that. You're kind of going, and I'm punching you in the nipple. Like, that's really, yeah.
So just like
Yeah. See, I like, I think I'd actually do okay in the apocalypse. I'd be out there, like, mad. I'd shave my head, and it would just go, like, in within a week.
You'd be like,
I'd be
full on.
I think Charlize Theron, just ready to fucking roll.
I genuinely think every woman, the second that the apocalypse hit, would be like, fuck this, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't got to wear makeup anymore. I don't want to do it. I mean, not that I really do anyway, but like, I don't have to do anything now. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I think I would put on the smudges
goggles.
Immediately. So like that you can just tell that I'm a badass. Like, put the smudges on the face first.
Just do that. And I mean, I've already got helmets and goggles and, you know, vests, go bags, various things. We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm showing up at your house then. I apologize in advance, but it's happening.
Yeah. No, it's fine. You can come here for that. We'll go hit up Brandy for, you know, any medication so that we're at least stable when we're out there fighting the apocalypse.
At least somewhat stable. I can offer the company of my dogs.
Great.
You do have great dogs.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And I'm a relatively fast runner, so you guys can put some stuff in my backpack if you need.
Okay.
That's what
and
I
then
can
you
offer.
Can just run it.
We'll just catch up. We'll catch up with you later.
You'll be the pack mule. That's fantastic. That's you volunteered for that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm fucking getting out of the apocalypse with upper body strength, if nothing else. So
right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, I'm super into it.
Oh man. Okay, so we have to talk about this
Oh my god.
The
yes.
Test.
So Jody, I have to talk to you about something from when we were both kids.
Okay.
I want to ask you about this. Do you remember the cruise to Mexico?
Oh my god, yeah. The celebrity star or the kid star cruise, whatever the fuck it was, with like
Yeah, I was on
were
that cruise.
On it?
Yeah. Let me send you I'm gonna chat you a picture of us.
Oh my god.
So wait, so what was it? I thought it was a full house cruise, but it was a bigger scope.
It was just full house. Right? Yeah.
No, it was a bunch of celebrity kids. There was like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Who else? Some of the kids from Step by Step, Full House. It was a lot of like TGIF kids and stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to remember who else was on it. I want to say some of the people from like some of the Disney shows and things like that.
Oh, got it.
But it was fun. It was fun.
How old were you when you went on this? Do you know?
That one, I think I was like 9 or 10.
Oh, okay.
And then we did a few of them over the summer. Not each summer, but we did a few summers in a row. And I think we went to Mexico one year, we did the Caribbean one year, and then we did somewhere else too. So it was fun. It's downloading right now. I'm waiting to see it.
Oh my god, funny.
Taking forever.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure the one that I was on with you, I think it was just you and the other girl, right?
Yes. Oh my god. That's fucking wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so wild. Look at us.
Everybody on that cruise became a podcaster eventually. It was a fun fact.
Right? Yeah. Everyone, it's actually, right. We didn't know, but it was a future podcasting conference. Oh,
it was
my gosh.
Cursed boat. And do you remember, like, my biggest memory of that? I'm pretty sure it was just you and the other Full House girls on this one. I'm pretty sure it was just you.
Okay, it might have been.
Yeah. And my biggest memory is like,
or maybe that's just all you gave a shit about. Understand?
Maybe that's certainly
very
possible.
True.
Certainly possible. But do you remember like that dance routine that we spent like the whole cruise learning?
Yes, with all the dudes from Total Entertainment.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wait,
and they were all like super fucking hot. And we're like, oh, yes, I'll watch you dance. Yeah. Yes. Oh, right. Just a bunch of like preteen girls and their mothers were like, uh-huh. Yeah, we'll watch this dance routine all day. But yes, I do remember that. It was, I mean, they were really fun. We did like dances. We did theme nights. We did, you know, all kinds of stuff. I remember going to like the dance clubs. And, like, you could go in as long as you were with somebody who was over 18 or something. I don't know, something weird. I don't know if it was weird if they changed the rules, but, like, I was in there because I just loved to dance. So, like, me and some of the younger kids, we'd go in there and, like, hang out in the corner and be, you know. But I guess you could go in. I don't know. It's a fucking cruise. Are there rules? There's no rules.
This picture is in a dance club. This picture is in
this picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also paint like a picture for the listener.
Yeah, yeah, let's tell people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys, the listener can't see it. I forgot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm going to say, first of all, we both have lovely golden tans.
Mm-hmm. We look good. We look good.
And it's very 90s in that we both have our hair pulled, like, straight back. She's got kind of a wide, white, like, one of those, like, stretchy cloth headbands. You know what I mean? That you put over your neck and then you pull up over your head, and then I am wearing some sort of fancy black one, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
and our dresses are strangely similar, except yours sort of has a white background and mine has a black background, but they're a muted floral. Well, mine is more of a muted floral, yours is a little bit brighter yellows and pinks and oranges, but we look as though we could be cousins.
Yeah. It's crazy. I can't believe how similar the outfits and everything are too.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. It is a snapshot of elementary school in 1992. Yeah.
I'm also just seeing Tess's nails. They're like red, long
painted nails.
Like long painted nails. Also holding a virgin pina colada.
My dad let me, I got turned on to virgin pina coladas on this trip. And my dad was like, yeah, anytime you want one, just put it on the tab. And then he really regretted that when he closed out at the end of the cruise.
Right. It was like 300 fucking virgin. Yeah. I remember going. So, you know, on the cruises where they have like the casinos and you kind of can walk by and there's, slot machines or whatever, but they're like, they're, within arm's reach.
Yeah.
And it's tempting for a group of young people. I think I was a little bit older. It was a cruise or two after this. So I was like 12 and we put some money into one of the slot machines and won like $400. And we're all fucking panicking, right? Because, and this dude walking by just sees it and he's like, did you guys win? We're like, yeah. He's like, cool. He fucking does it and like handles the whole thing, collects the money, gives it to the whole, and then comes back and is like, here you go. And we were like, yo, thank you. Yeah, yes. It was pretty awesome.
Whoa, that's
amazing. I don't know where that man is these days, but thank you, sir.
What an angel.
You made some middle school children very happy and possible delinquents.
Do you remember what you did with the money?
Oh, I don't know. Probably blew it on virgin pina coladas.
Throwing dollars at the Total Entertainment guys. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It was fun. I mean, my parents were there, so it was like a summer vacation / cruise, and there were, the other kids' parents were there too. So it was a bunch of people we knew, and then it was also interesting because each year, like a lot of the same families would come. And like I said, we did these, I think, 4 years in a row. Mm-hmm. So there were some of the families that we kind of got to know and become friendly with and see them year after year. So it was a great time. I mean, I had fun, even though I was, quote unquote, working.
Yeah.
And they're like entertaining people. It was easy and fun. And we were just basically playing games and, dancing and having fun with other kids our age. It was great.
I didn't know if it was like, you know what I mean? Because you guys are like stars, and I don't know if it's just like a weird situation, but I guess it's like families with kids, so that makes it
I think today, in like today's weird celebrity culture climate, I feel like it would be weirder because everyone would want to be recording you with their camera.
Oh yeah, that's phone. True.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it put it makes it really weird now because you realize that you're not having an intimate moment with some fans. You are putting on a production for their all of their followers to see potentially go viral and how and be shared and reshared. And so, you know, it, I think back then it was like we just got to kind of have fun. And once we got to know the kids that were on the cruise, like, you know, they were excited to meet us and everything, but that kind of died down after like a couple days. They were still excited, but not like starstruck, you know?
That reminds me of, have you watched that Kid 90 documentary?
I haven't watched it yet, but everyone keeps saying like, oh my God, you've got to watch it. I know Soleil had been working on that for a long time.
Yeah, it's really great. And it really speaks to that, too, because she, I guess, Soleil Moonfry, for those that don't know, she like used to take a camera to like all our parties. But she was like the only person with a camera ever. So she has all this old behind the scene footage. But it's like is just very not aware of a camera. Like people are just being very real. Like no one is like posing for things. So it's just like this very genuine, cool snapshot of like that time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because now, everyone's like, oh, what are you doing with that camera? Now it's like everyone just has theirs on now.
Right. I mean, now I think it's like, why aren't you recording this?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Our generation is still doesn't do that all the time, but it's like just
I hate social media. I really do. I find it, I don't hate it. That's not entirely true. I wish we didn't have to be as attached to it. Because I do. I am more of a person like I will go to something and not. I'll forget to take pictures. I'll forget to record something because I'm like in the moment and enjoying it. But I guess, you know, my senility is going to kick in.
Exactly.
Well, I'll even take the pictures or something and then never like share it. I'll just have it on my phone forever and it won't do anything. So it's like, what is this? Who's this here for?
I got to say, I love the people that go to a concert where they could have just watched it on their phone. You know, that like hold it here the whole time and don't look like at the stage, but they're looking at it on their screen. So it's like small. And you're like, first of all, are you going to show this to like, is this are you going to go home and sit and rewatch it? Are you going to bore the fuck out of your friends with 20 minutes of Blues Traveler concert? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, not the Blues. I actually liked Blues Traveler. So, you know, nothing on them, but you know what I mean? And so I just always wonder why people, like I get like a quick IG video. But
Short little thing.
I think there should be like a limit of like 5 minutes total. You can hold up your phone at a concert.
I had that. I would do speaking events. And I said in my like writer was basically, I want them to announce, you know, when I was still doing them in person. Please announce that for the first 3 minutes, people are welcome to take pictures, video, etc. Once that time is up, I will, you know, I'll ask people to put their phones away and not record.
Yeah.
Because it just ruins that, the intimacy of it. When you're looking out at a bunch of screens recording you, you're like, I could just be talking to a screen. Like,
Well, and it takes away a level of engagement in the present no matter what. And I mean, I guess to me, I just feel like life is one big concert that I don't feel the need to videotape.
Like I'm with you. I just hope that like my dementia doesn't kick in early and I forget everything. That's really my biggest concern right now is because I don't remember things. I'm like, oh God, what if I should have been recording all those concerts? Like, what if I have no recollection of anywhere I've ever been?
Yeah, same. When I look back at my Instagram, I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I took note of this day because I never would have thought about it again, probably.
Right?
So that's where I think it would be, if it was personal documentation, that would be a little bit better. But still, we're just so used to it now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also nice just to remind yourself, like I was looking through for that Full House picture and I was like, oh, as I was going through my photos, I was like, oh, I've had some like cute looks in the past. Like it's good to remind yourself of that. You know,
I mean, there was the headband. I'm just saying you should bring the headband back.
I think they're back. So yeah, good timing. Great.
Right. Oh my kids are like super into, you know, my daughter has like vintage Sublime t-shirts and shit. And I'm like,
oh my God,
dude.
Yeah, I know.
Like it's not vintage. That's my era.
Yeah. I know. Are we vintage now?
We are. We're vintage.
Like, we're vintage. Nirvana. She's like, oh my God, I love Nirvana. I'm like, you know, because I suck at everything. And so the fact that she's like, Nirvana's so rad. Like, you ever listen to Tupac, like the All Eyes on Me album? And I'm like, I could sing it for you, right? I mean, I could rap the whole thing for you right now if you'd like. Oh my God, no, don't do that. You're going to ruin it. Like,
that's got to be. I remember when I was like a teenager when I realized that my mom had been a cool teen.
Like, because I was a teenager when you realized that?
Yeah. It took me a while. Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because my mom didn't want me to think she was a cool teen because I was doing too much stupid shit. So she didn't want to be like, back in my day when I was smoking pot and doing it, you know.
Yeah,
right. She was like, I don't want to endorse that behavior. But then I found out, you know, at a later date, she told me that, she said, oh, honey, I've done things that would make your hair stand on end. And I was like, I fucking hope so, Mom. I hope you enjoyed it. I don't want to know, but I hope you enjoyed it, whatever it was. Yeah.
Honestly, the only reason I knew is because my mom saved her t-shirts for me. So, like, I had a Queen t-shirt and, like, a Led Zeppelin t-shirt and, like, all this shit. And, like, kids at school were, like, just were so impressed with my t-shirt collection. And I was like, yeah, they're my mom's from when she was young.
That's cool.
So, that's always my, I'm not a parent, but my parenting tip to new mothers is always save your t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. My niece is going to love my old Cherry Pop and Daddy's t-shirt someday. It's going to be.
Oh, right. I mean, my Mambo number 5 shirt is
absolutely.
Really.
Yes.
Yeah. Mambo number 5
with
Lou
Vega. Well, that's on the back, but it just says, you know, a little bit of Monica and Mambo number 5 on the front.
Yeah.
And then it's just Lou Vega's head with that fedora on the back.
Okay, we have to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Jody.
And I'm Jody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. I just jumped in.
No, please. Thank you. It's a beautiful Rorschach test for guests to see if they just sit quietly or if they just get right on in there. Perfect.
I've never sat quietly in my life.
Perfect.
Okay, we're going to do... This will be... So you weren't like a internet chat room person, so you probably didn't have a... Did you have a MySpace?
I think I did. I think when I was like in college, maybe. I don't know, though. Facebook came out when I was in college.
Yeah, I feel like MySpace kind of like, obviously. Did you guys know MySpace got usurped by Facebook?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a
What's
game.
What's Tom
where we
doing
ask you
now?
Some...
That's all I wonder about.
What is Honestly, he's just being rich, I think.
No, I follow him on Instagram because what he did, he's the one that he did it right. He sold it for $500 million.
And right. Then he just pieced the fuck out.
Yeah. He just takes pictures and eats really good food all over the world.
Oh, damn.
That's all he
go
does.
Tom.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'll take it, Tom.
I love that he, like, invented the thing that ruined the rest of our lives, and he's just off, like, enjoying his.
That sounds about right, actually. That's par for the course.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it right? Thank you, capitalism.
Yep. Nope, girl, write podcast. You're here for it.
Okay, well, yep, there we go.
All right, we're going to play, we're going to ask you some MySpace quiz questions, you know, really in-depth shit. So here's our feed. Whoa, forgot about the slow burn beginning to this.
Oh. I've got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz.
Quiz. Wow, very exciting. Yeah, so MySpace used to have these quizzes to stupid shit to get to know people better. So we thought, what better way? Than to
right?
Okay. Jody, when
I just want everyone to know that, oh, sorry. Oh, I was going to say that all my answers are, you know, all of my security questions. So
perfect.
Just so you know, these are all of my passwords. I'm not going to tell you what order, but, you know.
Now we know
the ones. Like the ones on Facebook to get to know you better. Right.
Perfect.
What's your mother's maiden name?
What's the last four of your social? Okay.
Right.
Jody, can you do the splits?
Not anymore, but I'm not far off. I might be able to if I was warm enough. Yes.
Are you a yoga person? Are you still dancing?
I do a little bit of both still. I take, you know, a dance class maybe once a week with a friend of mine. Just started getting back into that. I had a really severe ankle injury a couple years ago, so I did not ever think I'd be able to dance again. So it's nice to be able to get out there and do that. And I do some yoga, but I mostly do like weights and I do the Peloton shit.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I'm one of those annoying people. No, except I get excited if I do it 3 days in 2 weeks. I'm like, oh my God, I'm killing myself. Yes.
Oh man. No, I love mine. I love like yelling at the instructors on the screen. It's a nice way to like just get into it with people on a one-sided argument. It's really fun.
Like it's like being in the shower.
Yeah, exactly. okay. Who is the last person you gave the finger to?
Some asshole that cut me off on my way home about 30 minutes ago who just made a fucking right turn in front of me and decided to go literally 19 miles an hour. And even my boyfriend's in the car and he just goes like that. And I'm like, fuck you. You know, yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They might have had a baby in the car. It might have been an old woman. I don't know. But they were driving like an asshole.
Dude, drivers right now are like, the streets are crazy, like crazier than ever.
People have all forgotten.
Yeah, everyone's feral. They forgot how to drive in traffic. Like, there's been so many weird road ragey incidents in the last few weeks.
Ordering at a restaurant? Dear God. The waiter comes up, and I'm like, hi. Like, it gets awkward.
Yeah, I just, like, stared at a menu. I went to a restaurant last weekend for the first time, obviously, in forever, and I was just staring at the menu, just like, a menu again.
Right.
Wow.
Right? Being inside of a restaurant, it's, you know, you're looking around like it's the Sistine Chapel. My God, look at the ceiling. You know, it's
You guys, I was in Palm Springs. I did a girls' weekend this weekend, and we went out to like this restaurant. First of all, it was like in a plaza area. There was live music. There were people playing music.
Yeah,
and it was like the sweetest, most heartwarming thing. It was like a bunch of people hanging out and just like having a night, which made me so happy. And then this like super old guy went into the middle of the crowd and started like dancing, and they circled around him like he was break dancing, and everyone was like cheering for this old guy as he was dancing to the live music, and I was just like, we're back, baby.
Right? Yes, exactly. Those moments of hope amidst such a bleak future.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Hold a white knuckle when you can.
It's right, like those nice old men dancing is like it's the nice thing among all the like, oh, people are driving like shit, and we would have hoped that we came out of this with like, people are going to be nice to each other. No one's going to cut me off in traffic. And then you're like, oh, no. There it is. Okay.
I mean, he did then get into his car that had, you know, a bunch of right wing, really terrible stickers on it. Right. And he, you know, is an incredible racist, but he was having a really good time right there. So we're going to celebrate that moment.
That's the thing. Yeah. You know what? I think that's a good life lesson. It's best not to know what bumper stickers old people have. It's just best not to know.
It's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it depends. If he had good rhythm, he probably was all right. But if he didn't, then he was
maybe.
I definitely want to be, you know, if I make it that long, if I haven't been, you know, all those other
abducted
options.
By aliens.
Yeah,
aliens
I would like to be the old person. Don't you want to be that old person who shows up at live shows just like, all right, here we go, and just goes.
I 100% will be. 100%. I have no shame anymore. Like at this point in my life, it doesn't matter.
Same.
Which terribly embarrasses my children because I like to sing really loudly and poorly in public or dance, just fucking break out in Target. And they don't love that. So I'm like, just wait till I'm an old lady and I'm like 80 and I can say really whatever I want because who cares?
Oh, absolutely. I remember there was like that weird trend in movies in the 90s where like an old lady would say foul shit. And I was like, but that's like, we're all going to be that eventually. That's not just a cameo anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to suddenly stop being this fucking person. You know what I mean? No. I'm not all of a sudden going to be like, oh, well, get out the lace doilies. Here we go. No.
No. Well, I think about this a lot, too. Like, when we're old, like when I'm old, I'm probably still going to know all the words to like Snoop Dogg's Ain't No Fun.
Fuck
you know,
yeah.
So I'm going to be like an old lady, like, guess who's
Make
back
a hole
in the
out
motherfucking
of a housewife.
House?
Like, I will rap. I will fucking get down on some shit, right? OPP, Naughty by Nature, I will sing it. Yes.
100%.
We're all going to be, we're all going to be that character from the old grandma character.
It's
going to
be
movies.
Such a fucking rad old people generation. Like, I really feel like it's going to be, right? I'm, well, yeah. But I do think, I think, like, when we're sort of where a lot of the boomers are now.
Yeah.
Right. I think we're gonna be those really fun old people.
Yeah.
Oh hell,
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
I think so. And I will say, I used to teach senior citizens aerobics, and I've always said ever since then, old people are just people who got old.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true though. Like it's you know, it's the same person that they were at 35 or at 39 that we are.
Exactly.
They just are, you know, my mom says it all the time. She's like, I looked in the mirror and all of a sudden, I don't know who that is looking back at me, but I don't feel any different on the inside.
I know. Have you guys been having the mirror experience? That's something been happening mm-hmm. lately where I look or I see a picture or mm-hmm. the mirror and I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. That me?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really fun being a woman in Los Angeles. Very fun. Okay.
Yeah, it's great because none of my, you know, it's only just like every little thing, my career and my self-worth and stuff is tied to it. So it like yes. really makes it.
There's always aliens. There's always aliens. Yes! Just keep holding that hope.
Yeah, always aliens, please.
Okay, right. Okay. Jody, when was the last time something bothered you aside from the car?
Aside from the asshole that cut me off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last time something bothered... I mean, I have children. That's a pretty, you know...
How old are your kids?
I wake up bothered. 13 and 10, almost 11. Two girls. So they wake up bothered. I wake up bothered. Everybody's just bothered all the time.
So what's the, TikTok in your life? Are they TikTok people?
Jesus fucking Christ. Going on? It's constant. Constant... TikTok, they send me TikToks that I don't give a shit about. They show me TikToks that are like this weird Gen Z humor, and they're cracking up, and I'm just looking at it like...
Wait, what is it? What? Tell us what Gen Z humor is.
Yeah, what do they think is funny?
If I could put it into... I don't even know. It's like weird fucking whiplash edits and like shaking cameras and loud and like all the... And it's not... It's like nonsensical.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a lot of kind of weird absurdist humor, which yeah. I appreciate.
Of course, yeah.
But it's absurdist in the way where you're like, I don't,
you know, where the joke is.
Why is the frog doing that? What?
Why
did you have to edit that song to it? I don't get it. And they're like, oh my god, because it's hilarious. And you're like, I don't get it.
Okay,
I think they are all funnier than us, unfortunately. Even though I don't understand,
they will be. Yeah. I mean, they will be. My kids are pretty funny. They're thank God.
Have they told you any of your stuff is chuggy yet? Have they gotten?
Chuggy.
They said that I used that word the other day, and they said that me using that word was chuggy.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now
I'm totally fucking chuggy. Like I'm just out of it.
Wait, no, what is chuggy? It's somebody who's out of touch or it's out of style.
Like out of style, like not cool. Like you think you're like 2 seasons behind or 2 years behind on what's cool. So you're basically like Iowa. You know what I mean? As far as, offense to any of our Iowan friends, but I have family in Iowa. I've seen things, they travel a little slower to the middle of the country. And that's sort of how it feels, is just
I mean, I'll 1,000% admit I'm that, because I don't even have, by the time I find something that like fits me correct, that's in style, it's definitely 2 years old. So I know leopard prints over, I'm getting into it now, like, it is what it is.
I wear t-shirts and jeans. That's like it. I wear t-shirts that like usually have some sort of, you know, offensive political statement on them, and hoodies, which also have some sort of offensive political statement on them, and you know, chucks. Like that's really it. Yeah. And I don't see the need to ever change any of that.
I think that's helpful, because I think that you may feel it's going out of style, but it's going to come back in style every 3 years.
It's
so.
Just a classic.
It's a white t-shirt and jeans. It's a t-shirt and jeans. Like how I don't give
it's
a shit.
It's been around forever.
Well, I'm sorry, but I still remember when they tried to tell us this chuggy-ism sounds a lot like being a VSCO girl, which sounded a lot like normcore.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? What's normcore?
Normcore came before being a VSCO girl.
Normcore was like aggressively not having a style, like having like a your
it
phone
was like
and
dad,
like a belt buckle,
like,
dad, yeah, dad clothes.
Okay, yeah. Got it, right.
That was the original chuggy for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
And like also I think like once, they'll have a new word in like a year, because like once, like there's an article about it in the New York Times, it's like where I learned about what chuggy was.
Right, it's over like, right then, yeah.
Once the New York Times article has happened, then they're like,
oh. They're like, oh, never mind. They know.
Yeah, they're like, Chugi is now
the
Chugi.
Old people
now
know. We're on to the next Change thing. It quick. Right.
I forgot about Visco Girls. Damn, I totally forgot about that
oh
one.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I have, like I said, two preteen teenagers. It's all my life is
so
about.
So is it like a I need this thing to be on? Do they want things associated with Visco Girls, or is it more just like assigning people to categories? This is
well,
so,
now
I'm
being
sold.
A Visco Girl is so not cool.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when it happened, cool. were they trying to?
I mean, that my daughter, and when it was cool, was like the Visco Girl. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, it's like Visco. She was like, ew, gross. No, that's so lame. Like, nobody does that anymore. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Right.
It's nice right. to know that the consistency is that, like,
that
you
I'm
know,
lame?
We're still, yeah, like, we're still lame. Yeah.
That's,
well, it's like,
that
okay.
never changes, according to my children. I'm just, you're just, you know nothing, Mom. You're so not cool. I'm like, I was cool in my day, you know.
I was
cool in my day. I've had some fun, and they think that it was...
How do they recognize you as, like, a, you know, a star and, like, being, like, a legendary person? Do they, like, understand that?
Oh, yeah, they totally get it. I mean, they're definitely old enough to get it. I mean, sometimes they're like, it's nice because we get afforded opportunities to do certain things that are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's when it's nice. But sometimes they're like, oh, it's super annoying. We, like, go out and, you know. People recognize you, like, I just feel, just because they feel self-conscious. And I get that. I feel self-conscious. I'm like, hi. Like, yeah. You know, it feels weird for people to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
But no, they're relatively unimpressed. They don't watch the show. They, like, you know, I'm just, if I was BoJack Horseman, my older daughter would probably be like, okay, maybe now you're cool. Which is ironic because that show is basically making fun of.
Yeah. Right.
A family sitcom like what I did, right? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. BoJack is like that's some high level shit for like a 13-year-old too. I mean, that
oh my
show,
god,
like,
she loves it,
man.
She loves that show. Yeah,
see, that's what. Yeah, yeah. Of course, I knew kids' sense
she
of
loves
humor
that.
Are gonna be
Arrested
so advanced.
Development.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
I will admit she watches It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's,
oh, that show is like, awesome.
That's a show that we watch together. Where yeah. I'm like, let's just sit on the couch and binge some Always Sunny. And she thinks it's hilarious, which is both a great and a really terrible parenting move on my part.
See, so, I feel like
because
like
her favorite
daughter
episode
needs-
was Dumpster Baby. She's like, can we watch Dumpster Baby or Kittens Mittens? Kitten yes. Mittens or whatever. That, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to put, if we have any teenage listeners, if you have a parent who watches It's Always Sunny with you, you have a cool parent. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? That's what I said.
Yeah. That's very cool.
That's what I said. I was like, look, I'm exposing you to this amazing comedy. Exactly. Danny fucking DeVito.
Oh, you have,
hello,
girl! You have no idea. That's one of Tessa's buck. That's Tessa's.
That's it's fucking life size too. Oh my god!
Exactly.
No. Tess pulled down the tiny.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like it's less than 2 feet tall. Only slightly smaller than Danny himself. No, I fucking love Danny DeVito. The whole cast on that show is absolutely geniusly brilliant. And oh, yeah. I have a very dark sense of humor, as do my kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of show. And Arrested Development, like, I keep threatening that I'm going to find them. Like, one of my friends is going to be like the one-armed man and constantly just teach them really terrible lessons.
Yeah. Man, that's awesome. The only TV show my mom ever watched was Touched by an Angel, and that shit was, woo.
Not intentionally funny.
Was that Della Reese and...
yeah, and like a...
The Irish lady.
Yeah, a little Irish lady, redhead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little leprechaun. No, yeah. What was it? Yes.
I think her name is Tess on the show. I'm pretty sure the angel's
oh, yeah, no, her
Tess.
Name is Tess. Her name is Tess on the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because every Irish woman is named Tess. That's
Roma Downey. Roma Downey.
Roma yes. Downey, that's right. And yes. She's gone on, actually, I think, to do a lot of faith-based stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. I mean, that's your breakout. You're kind of pigeonholed in that.
I think she's very religious, so I think she has sort of aimed for that, as far as I understand.
Gotcha.
I don't know why she hasn't called me. What the fuck?
Roma Downey, let's get her on the pod. We got some questions for Roma right? Downey.
We got some networking to do.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. My mom liked your show more than anything that I'll ever do, so... How do you feel about that, and how will you and your God make it up right. to me?
I mean,
that's
I'm
going to
say, Brandy, right. I think that you should write an episode of Touched by an Angel, and we should read it.
I mean, my episode of Touched by an Angel is all about Jeffrey Epstein, so I don't know.
That's fine. The last episode.
I don't know if they want
Touched
that to happen.
By an Angel. Wow. Yeah.
That is the devil.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually.
That was actually the name of his plane, was Touched by an Angel.
Yeah. 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 Well, that was when the Lolita Express was in the shop, so.
Right, right, right. Yes, exactly. Well, that was just the nickname for it, but it actually said Touched by an Angel on the side of.
Yeah.
And it just had one. Just
and it had
two
his
fingers.
Face.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, last question.
Yeah, let's see. Fuck, we're still playing this game. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I get sidetracked really easily game, and just go on a
the whole point
tangent.
Is to get
this is the whole point of the game. It's all good.
Okay, good.
Okay, oh, this is a good one. Is it more common for you to follow your heart or your mind?
Probably my heart. I make really snap decisions. Mm-hmm. As evidenced by being divorced three times. No, I
I thought you were going to say by like being on this podcast, and we're like, sorry,
right? Yeah, exactly. I was like, ah, fuck it. No, no, but I do. Like, I will. I'm willing to jump into anything and be like, you know what? Let's try it, and then sort of obsess about it and be anxiety ridden later. I am. Mm-hmm. I am definitely wound a little tight in the anxiety department.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because I've done so many stupid things in my life that you would think the anxiety would have stopped before I did them. But it somehow doesn't work that way. It's just like, dumb decision. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right.
Can you think of a dumb decision that ended up being a good decision?
You know, yeah. My second husband, my older daughter's dad and I, we got married after knowing each other 6 weeks on like kind of a semi-dare with a friend of mine. And, you know, this is why I don't drink anymore because I wind up married. And we went and did it. And it was just, we didn't know each other. We didn't, you know, he and I are friends now. It's all, I mean, you know, 13 years later, it's all kind of water under the bridge at this point. Mm-hmm. And he and I are friends now and we can laugh and joke about whatever. But, yeah, my parents didn't know I was dating anyone. They found out like from my agent. It was a whole thing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And so that was a really dumb decision. But I got my daughter out of it. I got my older daughter out of it. And that's been the best thing. Even, you know, even though she's a teenager and we are, you know, at war more often than not, I absolutely love and adore her. And she made me mom. So yeah, that's definitely one.
Yeah. I feel like I'm similar in the way that I'm like, I'm just going to go for it and then see what happens. Because even though like anxiety does come with things, I think you know that you're going to figure it out and like know that it will happen for a reason. So it's like, all right, let's just go.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I think a lot about when I went bungee jumping. The guy was like, the guy was like, once you jump, like, don't freak out. Like, don't try to, like, a lot of people will come and try to, like, grab the bridge behind them.
Right, right, right.
And that's going to make you out, like, that's going to get you hurt because your body's going to be flailing.
Your body is, right,
like,
right, right.
Just aim for the rocks below. The bungee jump is not going to let you hit those rocks, but mentally tell yourself you're going to dive towards those rocks.
Oh, my God.
And that's how I feel about just, like, once you jump, go. Don't try to like cling back and be like regretting your like.
Well, that's
you know,
not, yeah. Jump off the jump off the cliff and do it, right. You
know? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't bungee jump. My boyfriend has been bungee jumping and skydiving. He's bungee jumped a bunch of times, like all over the world, and then he's gone skydiving and he's terrified of heights.
Oh wow,
which is funny. He's like, he's like, I'm not just not going to let my fear stop me from doing something fun, and I'm like, I am. Fuck that. I'm not doing that. So yeah, there's where we differ. Right.
Yeah,
I found bungee. I've been skydiving too, and I found bungee jumping kind of scarier. Because
that's what he said too. It would like
because it feels real.
Right. He said you feel, and he said the air like jumping out of a plane. He said it's so like you're up so high that it's sort of almost surreal. Like it looks like a map, or it looks like just little. Like it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You don't have that sense of like just how far things are. So yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Still, whereas, like, not doing either one.
I recommend both, but yeah, but they're also both very idiotic decisions to make.
Right.
My one guy friend that I went with definitely did hit his head on the bridge. Like, he bounced back up. They're like, don't worry. Due to the law of physics, you won't actually hit it back. And I watched that motherfucker hit his head on a bridge. I mean, we were wearing helmets. He was okay.
Right.
But.
Ooh. But still.
See, this is why I like
and she's
my...
like, but I still recommend it. It's great. You know, you might
do it. No big deal.
You'd fucking concussed or like you decapitated, but it's so rad.
Did he piss himself? I feel like I would have just been like, everybody function out. I almost died.
Yeah.
He was fine.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is why I like my idiotic decisions, like, on the fly. I'm not going in a
plane. Right, that's, yeah, I'm not going to plan this. No.
Yeah. Like, it happen, you know, in the next hour or so.
Yeah, that's not a ticket.
Right. It's that's more like, okay, are we going to the front line of this yeah, fuck it, do it, you know, let's like that kind of stuff. But but then, yeah, not like, okay, on this date, we're going to go and do something really scary.
I think that's a great rule of thumb. If you have to make a reservation or sign a waiver, maybe no.
I don't like signing waivers, though, because I've done some of those like really gnarly haunted houses where you have to sign waivers because they like touch you and grab you and throw you in boxes and do stuff. And that I don't mind. That kind of adrenaline, like, I don't mind.
I'd rather go skydiving that shit. I don't want to be scared.
I love it. I'm like, scare me. Yeah, and I remember I went to this thing. It was called Blackout. You had to go through by yourself in the dark.
No.
It was gnarly.
Ooh,
all kinds of stuff. Like, yeah, you get thrown in like a, like basically a coffin-sized box and left there for an unknown amount of time. Like, you have to dig through some old toilet in a warehouse downtown to like find a key to get out of a room. It's some gnarly shit. Have you stand in like freezing cold water. You're like in this freezing cold shower waiting for someone to come get you. And then you have to crawl through this like tunnel of mud to get to the it's wild.
I love
that shit. Right. And I mean, I got to the end and I was like, I mean, they could have gone further. But
I mean, I'm into the obstacle course version of this, just not the being scared. I'll crawl through mud.
Do you feel like after one of those haunted houses, because I feel like after bungee jumping or skydiving, like one thing I like about it is like the chemical high. Like I like that
feeling
of, like, do you have that after a haunted house?
After one like that, because not even like, I love going to Halloween's my favorite holiday. I love going to Universal. I'm so excited that it looks like we might be able to go.
Yay!
Hopefully do Halloween Horror Nights this year, because I plan a big thing with like 15 people every year and we do it and do dinner and all that. But I get it a little bit from certain haunted houses. I mean, when they're chasing you with the chainsaws and stuff, it's just more the noise. I startle easily, but I don't get scared easily, if that makes sense. Like, I'm jumpy, but my tolerance for like sort of scary, fucked up stuff is pretty high.
I remember I was 10 on a haunted hayride and I punched a werewolf that ran up behind me. So I'm actually scared for them whenever I do these things.
Well, at the Blackout thing, I took someone with me who was like, I'm going to fucking hit somebody. Like, you know, he was East Coast, doesn't fuck around. And I was like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. Oh my God. So I went in first and I come out and I'm waiting for him. And it's a 45-minute experience. He comes out like 18 minutes in. And I'm like, and he just has this look on his face and like someone's walking him out. And he's like holding his head. And I'm like, oh my God. So apparently at one point where they like kind of grab you and like put you into this room, he somehow tripped, or the dude tripped or something. And he went flying into the wall, hit his fucking head, but got up and turned around to like just launch on somebody. And they were like, oh my God, we're sorry. Needless to say, the moment was ruined, and they were like, yeah, we're going to let you go. But I think he was, like, concussed for sure. I was like, don't go to sleep. Like, you need to stay up for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. I'm never going anywhere with you guys. I'm scared.
Oh, God. You would not, you know, you're not the first person to say that. I'm never going anywhere with you again is an often said statement.
Right. Now I know too much.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We have to take another quick break. We'll be back in a sec, y'all.
BRB.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Jody.
Jody. Is Jody short for something?
No, oh, cool. That is it. It's not Jodidiah or, you know, anything. It's just Jody.
I like it.
Thank you.
As a Brandy, my real name is Brandis. So my parents like made up a weird name. So I was always like, is Jody like a thing that your parents?
Jodis?
Yeah, Jodis.
No, it is not.
Jodis. Your real name is Jodeci Sweeten.
It is. And when the band came out, like, it just got a little, you know, it was a little
copyright
awkward.
Issues.
So, it was just people were getting me confused with them. So I, you know, was like, you know what, let me make this really clear and be just Jody.
Totally.
All right. Well, I know you give advice on your podcast, and we do too. So we're going to do it. We have some lady problems. If you have one, you can send us a voicemail at 323-6BUT30 Or you can email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Let's do the theme song.
Lady, lady problems. Lady, lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems.
Oh, yeah. Okay, where is the first one? Oh, I keep looking at the wrong things. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, ladies. Kind of newish listener, but been here for a little bit and love your show. Just thought I'd call and see if you could help me out with something. I'm currently hiding from my children upstairs because it's spring break and they are everywhere, so that's why I'm kind of talking low. So anyways, I have an in-law issue. My husband comes from a kind of conservative family. You know, we've been together for forever, like, you know, 18 years now. And so I'm kind of used to them. I know our beliefs don't really fall in line. My husband and I are totally in sync. Like, they're really conservative, but, you know, he's told me, like, if you were like my family, I wouldn't have married you, which, like, you know, is comforting and all, but we still have to, like, get together at Christmas and Easter. And, you know, they tend to bring up weird conservative commentary, and I've just adopted the ficus in the room mentality, where I just back into a corner and I stand very still and pretend that I don't hear what they're saying, but which is fine and all, but we have three kids now and I worry about my family's opinions about certain things coming out in front of my kids. In the past, these have been an issue because my mother-in-law was once watching our kids, and they brought out the Hillary Clinton book that one of my friends gifted them after Donald Trump's famous win in 2016, and she told them she would not read it to them because Hillary Clinton thinks it's okay to kill babies when they're in their mother's stomach. So also just to let you know, my daughter was 6. My younger daughter was 4 when this was said to them. So, you know, Jesus. We found out about it a couple weeks later through my kids, and it was just kind of horrific, obviously. You know, my husband tried to talk to her about it. She's completely avoided it. And so because we never had closure with things like that, it leads me to believe that she's okay with just saying things like that to my children. So, but it's my mother-in-law, it's not my mother. So it's like my mother. I was raised by an attorney, so, like, I would just scream at her face. She would be like, redirect and scream back at my face, and then we get over it. But since it's my mother-in-law and she's very weird about all this stuff, I don't know how to handle it. I obviously want my kids to have a good relationship with their grandmother, so I don't want to badmouth her, but I also just want to know how to, like, address it if something is said in front of me or in front of the kids and be like, hey, maybe you don't do that. So yeah, can't really adopt the ficus mentality when it's my kids. So I don't know. Hopefully you can help me out. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Say the ficus mentality sounds like a children's book for dealing with.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. How to be a ficus. Right.
Yeah. Oof, man, this shit's so hard. 'Cause it's like your family that you don't.
Yeah, like she said, it's like if it's your mom, she knows how to confront her mom about stuff. But your mother-in-law is a whole other...
I would just passively, aggressively wear, again, like I said, offensive political t-shirts. Oh. And yeah, I'm also not the right person to ask this question because I am loud about about my beliefs. So yeah. And I raised two little girls who are as well, who have told people to go fuck themselves on the internet for, you know, saying some pretty trashy ideas to them. So yeah. It's hard, though, man. Well, I guess it depends on how much of a confrontation is your husband willing to handle, you know?
Right. It does feel like a lot is kind of in his court in a way because it is his parents. And I will say you guys have, like, number one, you're married to their son, and then you also have their grandkids. You guys are in the power position in this relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to change... You're probably not going to change their beliefs. They're going to be set in that. But I think if you're like, you cannot say this stuff or you will not see these people. Like, they might... resent you for it, but it's also like what, right. which it's better than like your kids being indoctrinated with a bunch of horrible shit right. or like, and, you know, yeah.
Then you get out of family holidays. I mean, it's a win-win, really.
That is yeah. true. Like, that's the thing is I'm sure you're kind of like, you feel obviously like you owe them, you know, time with mm-hmm. your kids and stuff, but that's not true. I mean, yeah, if they're not going to, if they're going to do that kind of stuff around them, then.
Yeah.
Well, and like, I think look at it this way. It's not like, and I think that she understands this. It's not just a varying opinions thing. It's not like, oh, yeah. I think this thing and they think the other. They're saying things to your kids that could potentially be traumatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, like, deal with it with that level of like anger and protectiveness. Like, yeah, right. you don't fuck that. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, I think be very
yeah.
direct.
What the fuck
like,
are you saying to my kids? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to see my kids, leave your crazy at the door. But as we know, mm-hmm. Like she said, she's into some pretty crazy conservative beliefs. So I think we can all assume where that's going.
Yeah.
Q. You know.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And yeah, she's so, pretty far down the rabbit hole of.
Down the rabbit hole. Yeah. Right. So like, at some point you just have to be like, yeah, nah, we're not. And yeah. like, but you know, if she doesn't do it all the time, it becomes hard. Like she's not always crazy, but like her baseline yeah. is potentially a little nutty.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it does. It depends on her husband. I think her husband's going to really have to chime in on this, and she's going to have to ask him like, how this is really bothering me. I need to say something. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't go well, how much of a yeah. confrontation are you like? Are you willing to back me on this, or are you gonna feel put in the middle and you're gonna like kind of back out? We need to talk about this first, because if they go into it as allies mm-hmm. and they're kind of an unbreakable team, it works out a lot better. But if she goes in and he's kind of like, wait, let's just stop fighting, and sides with mom just to make her happy, yeah. which we all do as kids, we fall back into that, like, just make mom happy and shut mm-hmm. up, you know?
mm-hmm.
So I think she needs to figure that out, because that, if she's got a strong ally and a strong teammate, mm-hmm. that's going to make all the difference.
Yeah, I think you guys definitely need to be on the same page about what you're willing and not willing to put up with. And I'd also say, like, I mean, do they watch your kids? Like, how much like alone time are they getting with these children? Are they always being supervised by somebody? Like, maybe it's a thing where she doesn't see him unless like one of you guys are around. Like, I don't know if they're taking from the weekends or like what's really going on here.
Maybe you need to like, you know, get one of those pet feeders with a camera that like, and then you get alerted right? whenever
or
she's saying some stupid shit.
Yeah,
one of those like mini cam things.
And then like it shoots, you know, it shoots dog treats, but maybe you could kind of like spray water at her whenever she's saying some stupid shit.
Well, I was thinking,
like a cat.
Yeah, yeah. Get both of your kids spray guns, and every time their grandmother says some bigoted shit, they go no. Like right. spray their grandmother, right. and guess what? She either won't want to see them or she'll shut the fuck up.
But I mean,
it's very true.
Her kid's sick.
I think like, I would treat this exactly the same way I would treat any other like troubling behavior, just because it's like mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's just like I mean, in the same way that like you probably wouldn't be okay with your mother-in-law giving your kids booze.
Yeah.
And if she did that, you wouldn't let her hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like very clear. Like, you're not going to talk about this in front of my kids. Again, I agree totally. You need to get the husband on board. But like, you're not going to. If I hear about it again, you're not going to see them.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know exactly what she if she's talking about like eating babies and shit, then she's on that like she might be in that like
she's on that
QAnon
wild
world.
QAnon shit.
Then, I mean, honestly, there are so many support groups or people that are going through this, unfortunately, this exact same shit right now.
Yeah.
With family members that, I mean, we're in an interesting space with all of that right now, where it's like the indoctrination can be breaking because there isn't really a figurehead quite as much anymore. But
right.
like, I would say try to look at these groups and educate yourself and like try to find support from people that are also going through this to mm-hmm. see like what they're doing to break that indoctrination or to like draw those boundaries and things like that.
It sounds
yeah.
like
yeah, it's boundaries.
It sounds like mm-hmm. well, the mom talked about killing babies in their mother's stomach, not eating them.
Oh, she's okay. So, yeah, not eating babies.
Never mind.
Right.
Never, yeah.
Very
so
different.
She's only on.
There's eating babies in the cabal,
right.
and,
yes.
then there's also,
and then there's
also the endorsement of reproductive rights. I mean,
yes.
killing children.
Yes.
So you know, we have to differentiate between those two.
Oh, this is old
because
fashioned
because they're obviously
Zila
the same.
Right. Right.
And yes. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
but I mean, either way, it doesn't change that much. I just don't know how far she is down the Q hole. I don't think it's going to change, you know, a ton.
Maybe the kids go over next time wearing T-shirts that say "I stand with Planned Parenthood."
Yes.
Make make a large donation to Planned Parenthood in her name, and that's her gift for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
See, that's the kind of petty I got all the fucking time for.
I know.
All of it. Well, the guy that runs Quentin Quarantino, I don't know if you guys ever see him on Twitter and Instagram, but the team that runs that, and he raised, I forget how many hundred, I think over $1 million for, I want to say Planned Parenthood, in Rush Limbaugh's name. Donated over $1 million. Yeah. Yeah, it was like a viral fundraiser. It was great. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. I used to tell my dad I was like, you know, I would come over and visit, and my dad wasn't super, he's an 86-year-old man from Oklahoma. Take with that what you will.
Yeah, yeah.
He's grown a lot over the years. But anyway, I used to just joke with him and be like, okay, hey, bye, Dad. I'll see you later. You know, I'm going to my Antifa meeting. You know, yeah. I'm bringing cookies this week. Or my friends and I would, like, we went to a couple protests in Orange County, and we would go to my parents' house afterwards. And my mom was like, hi, guys, where'd you go? What protest were you at? And my dad's just, like, standing there silently, and it's all this, you know, like, fucking...
Yeah.
Anti-capitalist, crazy, you know, shit. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, hey, Dad, these are my Antifa friends.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just freak them out with it, you know?
Totally. Well, also, and it's, like, so important for those people to see the face of, like, no, these are the people that are Antifa, you know? It's like, it's your fucking daughter.
I was like, guess what? Weird... I'm running for president, Dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Man, yeah. This shit's hard with your I think Tess is exactly right. It's like it's with your treat it like anything else that is like hard. Yeah. They can't poison your kids, and this is mental poison. Yeah.
I mean, it sucks because you know, unfortunately, the reality is that, you know, these people are in the world, so you have to prepare them for it in some way, but when it's your own fucking family and they're saying shit to them, you have control over what's getting in there.
Or next time send a book with them that's like how to help your QAnon addicted family, and just like pull that out, and it's like have her read that to your kids. Just
and
keep
just like
sending passive aggressive books.
Just cut out a face and paste them in there, and then
right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also just be like, you know, every time that they come home, make sure, I mean, I think you're probably doing this already, but every time that if they do come home with more of this kind of thing, make sure that you are educating them on like what your beliefs are on this. And maybe it's like time to be having more like comfort. I mean, God, they're so young. So it's like,
they're little though.
No, wait, I think they're not that young though, because she said they were 6 and 4 when she said that, but she said, but they were 6 and 4 at the time.
Oh,
so I
yeah.
think that
okay.
was a couple years ago. Yeah. It was around 2016.
Right.
It was around 2016. So they're like 10 and 8 now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot.
Or maybe a little old. 11 and 9. Yeah. They're a little bit older. Definitely can handle some more in-depth conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, get some spray guns. Be like, well, it seems like you probably,
guns.
Yeah, you probably like guns, so now let my daughters have super soakers. And shut the fuck up, or else they'll use
them. Right, and they're full of cat pee. What?
Exactly. Yeah, cat piss super soaker.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. Solved it. Another one solved, everyone. Good job.
I mean, that's it. There we go.
Nailed it.
This is another shorty we'll do for our last one.
Hey, ladies. I was just calling in because I heard you guys just talking about themed life events, you know, themed birthday parties and whatnot. And a cousin of mine recently posted pictures on Instagram of her daughter's 7th, I believe, birthday party, or 7th or 8th birthday party or something. The theme was TikTok. Honestly, I don't really know quite how to feel about it. My first gut reaction is just kind of sadness to think that, you know, this is all kids know these days. And, I don't have kids yet, but gosh, I hope that the world looks a little different when my kids get to that age. Gosh. Anyway, thanks for the laugh, ladies.
I guess it'll just be holograms. It'll be the same thing, but kids will be into like 3D.
It'll TikTok. It'll just be Robert Kardashian holograms at everyone's.
That's the only one we get though. That's
the only. That's it. Only just Robert that Kardashian. One, right?
Yeah.
And every time you use it, Kris Jenner gets a cut.
Oh. Of course. So she's definitely set that up somehow. Genius.
Also, Ari, the Robert Kardashian hologram. Did we not all have that moment when the divorce was announced? Did we not all think back to the hologram?
I definitely thought of the hologram. I think that Kanye was holding the hologram to give him a pep talk, and he's just going into the closet and getting pep talks from Robert Kardashian during his divorce proceedings.
For sure. He's right. Like, what do I do now? Yeah. It's like this weird little talisman that he carries everywhere with him. It's just a strange Robert Kardashian hologram.
I disowned her. You're my son now.
You're the most son.
Most, most.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know. A 7-year-old having a TikTok theme birthday party.
My daughter had an emoji-themed birthday party when she was 9. We did it at Knott's, and she was obsessed with the poop emoji. Like, obsessed with it. Thought it was fucking hilarious. Loved the poop emoji. Thought it was great. And she wanted, you know, we did poop emoji cupcakes. I'm not even kidding
you. That's awesome.
When I
asked
for them at the bakery, they were like, I was like, I know, she's fucking, it's, please, she's 9. She's, it's a thing. Just do it.
So how far did the poop thing go?
Well, it was just those were just like some of the cupcakes, but then I had like a little like tiered cake for her that had different emojis on it. It was actually at Knott's Berry Farm. I took the like a bunch of kids on a little party bus and we went to Knott's.
Nice.
I was in a wheelchair, by the way, at that time. One of those little motorized scooters because I'd had my ankle accident. I couldn't walk. That was fun. I was like a little old lady on a rascal driving through.
Were you just with like 20 little like 9-year-olds behind you, just like in
basically
a little parade to the park?
And I became the just here, hold this. Like I'd go on. I was like a fucking coat rack just of things. But yeah, she had that. I mean, it was just the poop emoji cupcakes, and then she had like the little emoji cake. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at that time, there was like you could buy the plates and the thing, and the you go to Party City or whatever the hell it is. And I mean, you can find it. I don't know.
I don't know what a TikTok themed birthday party would look like, but I mean,
see, it would. I don't know, the symbol, like the you make little
those,
TikToks.
Like, you can take a picture and like a fake cutout.
Yeah,
thing.
I can make
if
some cute ones.
I was throwing a TikTok birthday. Yeah, I would set up a few different like areas, like a few different staged areas where you could do your dances.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because the algorithm is going to show a 9-year-old or whatever something very different from what, or a 7-year-old something very different from what like we're seeing on TikTok too. So it's like they're seeing a lot of like fun dances and stuff like that. So it's like they're not seeing just like, you know, like big old ass booty or whatever. Like,
see,
you think
I'm not on TikTok. I don't have TikTok.
Oh, gotcha.
I actually don't have TikTok.
I mean, I have
but
it,
I did
but
say,
I don't, yeah, use it.
Yeah, I don't have it. I had it only to stalk my older child, and my handle was just Mom Knows. That was it. Because,
Perfect. And I
did it originally because I had told her she couldn't get TikTok, and then she got TikTok, and so I created that account and followed her and just waited for her to notice, and she fucking flipped out. She was like, oh my God. I was like, Mom Knows.
How do you monitor like a 13-year-old with a phone? How does that
you
work?
Put in, I mean, you basically put in all the stop gaps that you can, and then like, you know, light some incense and pray to the gods. There's really no, I mean, how do you control a 13-year-old? They're dumb. They do dumb things. That's literally their entire job is like, what stupid thing can I possibly do that Mom would have never thought about doing?
Of course.
Which that list is very short, luckily, but I do my best and I monitor and I pay attention. She follows a lot of political stuff on there too, though. Like my daughters, my older one in particular, and my younger, they're very active in sort of youth activism. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of their
that's
stuff,
awesome.
And then just stupid
like,
dances and things.
Yeah, kids are a lot more like informed than I was when I was growing up because it's just
a
lot smaller
informed
viewpoint.
And terribly misinformed, all in one fell swoop. You know what I mean? It's like, here's all of the information, and you're only going to pay attention to the stupid shit. You know?
Yes. Well, also, I love, everyone's like, oh, TikTok is so stupid. Like, I didn't torture my parents with my Beavis and Butthead impression for 2 years straight.
Of course, yeah. It's just a different kind of dumb.
Yeah, right. It's a different thing. And I have to keep reminding myself of that, like... Mm-hmm. And it's hard because you all of a sudden go, oh, God, I am that old person.
Yeah, we're doing it.
I'm the old person that thinks it's fucking lame, like, to have a TikTok-themed birthday. My day, we'd have, again, Because it does feel lame and stupid and, like, you know, worshiping a fucking app mm-hmm. on a phone that's, you know, made by people chained to desks in a foreign country. Like, it feels yeah. a little, you know.
Totally.
Icky.
But at the same
time. Mm-hmm. We all loved, Madonna was big, you know, I mm-hmm. listened to, like, hip hop and stuff like that, but I remember, you know, Madonna yeah. was big and, like, these. Mm-hmm. And it was all corporate bullshit, you know, as much as it was like, I'm being me. Like, yeah, you're being me because you're selling a shit ton of albums and, the, you know,
yeah.
oh, making yeah. money we off of you. And that's what you want to be. Ourselves to certain things that were probably yeah. marketed to us.
Exactly.
Like, I remember I used to have, like, SNL birthday parties, like, most years. And
right. Most years? That's most years?
Like, as
what
a child.
What did those look like? Wait, I wonder you what had, happened.
Wait.
Wait,
yeah, how did you fail to mention that? Like, oh, yeah, I had SNL birthday parties. We were talking about TikTok birthday parties, emoji. And you're like, oh, yeah, every year I had a Saturday Night Live theme thing. My mom would write out cue cards. I'd do a whole thing.
I was waiting for my in to get it in there. no, I had, like, multiple ones where, like, I used to, like, collect, like, costumes and stuff. And my friends would come over and we'd just, like, make up weird sketches. Or we'd, like, all get dressed up in weird things for, like, the pizza guy or whatever. And we'd just have, like, characters that we played. We were really annoying. Like, we're just, like, annoying kids. But it's, like,
yeah,
SNL
we're all
was
just
the thing.
A different way to be annoying, basically.
Yeah, that's all it mm-hmm. is like finding different ways for you to be annoying. And it's like right. kids now watch TikTok the way that, like, I watched SNL and Seinfeld back in the day. It's just like a different
right
yeah.
it was how we watched, like, MTV. We'd come home and fucking glue ourselves to MTV or whatever yeah. and, like, that was what we watched and what we did, and everything that we mm-hmm. thought was cool was from there.
Yeah,
it's just now it's in the palm of their hand and they can do it all the time.
Totally. Yeah, I remember my favorite one, we were the Old Spice Girls. Get it? Old Spice Girls?
Yep. Oh, that's yep. clever.
And we stuffed pillows in our bras so we had big saggy tits. And we, like, would order a pizza and be like, hey, tell me what you want. Tell me what tip you really want. What you really, really want. To, like, the pizza man and stuff. We're horrifying. Horrifying.
Right. Yeah.
Guess what? So no video of it, though, because phones didn't exist.
Right. I didn't realize right. you were making up original sketches. They weren't regurgitated.
No.
I was picturing, like,
only original material. Brandy okay. only works in original material. She is okay. not. No, no, she is not a comedy thief.
No, 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 no. I mean, I've been a comedy genius since day one, baby.
I definitely have old videos of my sister doing Church Lady and stuff like that with her friends and some pretty fun, like, weekend update.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's because it's so vastly different and mm-hmm. virtual.
Yeah.
Whereas all of our experiences and we're in that, we're the generation of that weird in between, right? Where mm-hmm. we had, like, analog and digital. Mm-hmm. We had an analog childhood. So for us, we're like, that's what childhood is.
Yeah.
Right.
That
right.
it has to be detached from phone and out riding bikes and doing all stuff. And it's the landscape of what it looks like now is just so different that.
Yeah.
They're sort of doing the same annoying social things, but it's, you know, turned up a couple levels and constant.
Yeah. I also feel like RE TikTok, I don't have TikTok either, but it's, like, seems pretty creative. Like, they're making up dances creating shit. Like,
they're doing dances, they're having fun, they're being silly, they're editing videos. I mean, the stuff that they're doing is, that's what those are the skills of today, right? Like, how to you know, edit a video and add sound and do this and add, like, I don't know how to do any of that shit, which is why I don't mm-hmm. like it, because I'm like, oh, it's so totally. It's confusing.
I just wonder if, like, film school's even going to exist in, like, 10 years, because all these kids are like, yeah, I'm 8 years old and I'm, like, editing, I know what my lighting is, I have my 3-point lighting, I have a boom mic, I'm, like, you know,
yeah, but film schools
creator.
Are fucking stupid, so I feel like we're okay.
Fair.
I feel like those are fucking
wait
someone
I
over.
Have student loan debt that agrees with you. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. My film studies
loan
degree.
Debt says salute.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I think that the realization I can definitely come to is that I am scared of it because it's new and it makes me feel old. And that's mm-hmm. the reality mm-hmm. that we're.
Yep.
Barbara, yep. You're not old. You're chuggy.
And frankly, I feel the same way about Bitcoin.
Visco
and
girls.
We're all Visco girls. We all have water bottles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at, I have my water bottle with my stickers on it.
Ooh.
What's that dick sticker?
The dick sticker is my friend who goes by at Sidewalk Dick. Uh-huh. Says, don't be a dick, stand up for justice.
Love it.
Nice.
And then that's the one awesome. Above it is not a Blue Lives Matter sticker, but
I didn't
it is
think so.
A No, it's, but it looks like it until you get up and read it up close. And it says the thin blue line represents 40% of the force who are domestic abusers. Black lives matter. Blue lives do not exist. Career is not a color. Sidewalk dick. So, yeah. Yeah. And then this one just says, fuck off with that shit. And it's from Effin' Birds, which is a fabulous website. They also have a book. Aaron Reynolds did it. I wrote one of the little blurbs in the back of it because I've loved his account for years and it's hilarious. It's beautiful Audubon pictures of birds with various foul language, what the fuck is going on sort of things.
See, this is a good,
I love it.
Unlike the bumper stickers, I like this representation of who you are. So
yeah.
I feel like
all my water bottles have like stickers of I definitely am not shy about who I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
I wouldn't blend in certain places, let's say that.
100%.
Like at that woman's in-laws house.
Maybe they just need you to call. Yeah, they'll just call you up next time, and you can give mom a piece of.
I have Jody Sweetin here to talk to you. Yeah.
Yeah, I brought Jody Sweetin has come to offend you in your own home. Yeah, and then I just go off.
That's a good cameo service. You should offer specifically
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, yeah, I should do that.
Amazing.
Well, Jody, thank you so much for doing the show with us. It was awesome to hang
Absolutely.
Out with you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I hope I, you know, took us sidetracked and off the wheels as much Perfect. As possible.
That's yeah, exactly that's what we wanted. Want. So, yeah. Yes. Thank yeah. you.
So tell everyone where they can find your podcast and any of your socials, stuff like that.
Yes. You can follow me on Instagram at Jody Sweetin. You can also find me on Facebook, which is at Official Jody Sweetin. My podcast is Never Thought I'd Say This. If you are a parent and you think parenting is as fucked up and crazy as my best friend Celia Behar and I do, then you'll like our podcast. Also, if you're not offended by the F word, I suggest you tune in. and you can follow us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This. Twitter is at Never Thought I'd, because the other one was taken.
Fair.
Or yeah, sometimes you can't just get it up. Ours is like we can't fit in all the letters, so
yeah,
it's gonna be something.
Right. Yeah, and just Lady to Lady on Twitter, I think, is like a Korean skincare company from 2003 that has never
give
tweeted
it to
since
us.
Then. So
right, that was when Never Thought I'd Say This. Like the person doesn't do anything with it anymore. So Celia was stalking them for a while and being like, yeah. give us the name, give us your account. And apparently they just aren't active on there anymore because they never responded. And I don't know why. It, you know, we were only threatening them. So it was really strange that we never heard back.
Someday we'll get our D names.
Yeah, right?
Damn straight.
In the apocalypse, when the magical reset button is pushed, then we can finally
That's
get the
my
fucking
first
Twitter
priority.
Names that we want.
We're going to get antidepressants and handles be, for that, everyone. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thanks so much, you guys. We'll see y'all next week.
See you guys next Bye, week. Y'all. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, I just wanted to call and shout out the day job. This is in response to the gal who had like a really deep and perceptive question about like quitting her quote-unquote day job to work full-time as a wedding florist, which you guys have talked about a couple times since she called. I have lived a day job / night job life for a long time, and I love having both. I think it's okay. I feel like there's this big myth that you have to have the one career that like satisfies you in every way, but I love it that I can say fuck you to either job and have something else to fall back on. For me, I was a research scientist working in a laboratory at an unnamed major Western university. And at the same time at night, I was a circus performer and I ran a circus school, and it was hectic and crazy. And it really came to a head when I was performing one night at an illegal rave, and a guy who was running the event said, he found out I was like also a scientist, and he was like, is that what you really want to do? Like I was doing this job to pay for that. And I was like, this is what I really want to do. I'm a scientist on the side. It doesn't matter. I think that diversifying is something that is actually quite wise, and side hustles are brilliant, and it always gives you the card to have an out. I quit both of those jobs in my late 30s when I got injured and tired. And now I'm doing something totally else. I just encourage you to like, don't feel that it's only legitimate if you make it your main income. You can be brilliant at something and still want it contained as a side hustle so that you, you know, have security in something else. I think it's totally legit.
Hello, ladies. Hello, hello. I just listened to your episode with Danielle and Millie, and you guys were doing the Inside the Actors Studio favorite word moment, and you know, there was a situation with the word balls, and if I recall correctly, Gwyneth Paltrow's Inside the Actor's Studio favorite word moment was indeed balls. So there's that. Okay, bye.
Hi, ladies. I just had to say, when you guys started talking about truck nuts, I almost lost my shit because I had a recovered memory. Now, keep in mind, I'm a scientist, so I was at work trying to be all serious doing my science stuff. And I'm listening to this, and I started freaking out because I had this recovered memory that when I was a kid, I must have been in, like, the second grade or something, I saw truck nuts on my way to school with my dad, and I asked, what is that? And my dad explained, and I was baffled for a very long time, like, maybe, like, years maybe, because it was so confusing to me. I didn't have big brothers or anything. I did not know what man's parts are supposed to look like. And it was really confusing because it was only the nuts, right? So I'm like, I don't understand about the other bits and, like, where does that go on the human body? It was all very confusing, and it made me laugh and kind of, like, derailed my work for a few minutes even because I was laughing so hard thinking about how maybe people shouldn't do the truck nuts because then dads have to explain to their second grade girls what they are on the way to school. I don't know. I don't know, but I love your podcast. It gets me through long days. So thanks so much. Bye.